From the WFIR Newsroom, this is your Culture Calendar, sponsored by the Roanoke Cultural Endowment. See more at roanokeculturalendowment.org. I'm Gene Marano. It's the opening weekend at Showtimers Community Theater in Roanoke for The Tin Woman. On stage this Thursday through May 17th, a woman that has received a heart transplant seeks out the donor's family. Tears, laughter, and healing ensues, says director Carolyn Watson.
Every week I see more and deeper character development and emotion. It's a very powerful feeling play.
The 4th annual Daisy Art Parade is moving to River's Edge Park North this Saturday, and now there's a day-long carnival as well. 40 arts and culture nonprofits, including some Roanoke neighborhood groups, will be on hand from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. for what is now the Daisy Art Parade and Carnival. Katie Stickle is the Daisy Art Parade manager.
Create community and connections and be able to celebrate everybody's identity and belonging. So this is a time for the entire city to really come together.
It's free admission to the Daisy Art Parade and Carnival. The parade's at noon this Saturday. Afterwards, there'll be a stage with live music. Puppeteers and aerial artists will perform throughout the afternoon. It's the second and last weekend for Bonnie and Clyde, the musical, on stage at Westlake Cinema in Moneta this Thursday through Sunday. Megan Livingston plays Bonnie, one half of the famous bank-robbing couple. She tells WDBJ7.
It's emotionally difficult, and the score is hard to sing, and it's been a wonderful challenge to stretch myself and grow as a performer.
The Roanoke History and O. Winston Link Museum presents Collections Unpacked this Thursday evening at 5:30. A behind-the-scenes look at the museum's extensive collection, including recently gifted objects, says executive director and curator Ashley Webb.
Items from our collection that are usually are not on display. So I'll pull out some items and kind of go into more of the object narrative. Just really cool odds and ends, which I think, you know, give a really good story about why we collect what we do and how we collect what we do, and then the stories behind all of that.
And then next Tuesday at Christ Lutheran Church, local author Philip Andrew Gibbs speaks at 7 p.m. about his new book, Sex, Liquor, and Lawlessness in Early Roanoke.
Roanoke was sort of a Wild West situation in the 1880s. People were moving here. They were the railroad workers, the Salem Avenue aspect, the brothels that popped up, and sort of the criminal underworld that happened.
This Saturday, the last Roanoke Symphony Orchestra Masterworks Concert of the Season at the Berglund Center, featuring Elgar's Enigma and Dvorak's Cello Concerto, RSO conductor and music director David Stewart Wiley.
Maybe the quintessential cello concerto for orchestra and soloist by the Bohemian composer Antonín Dvorak. It's a gorgeous piece. And on that also is English master Edward Elgar, the Enigma variations. The question is where the theme comes from. What is the enigma? What is the mystery?
And Songwriters of Roanoke this Friday night at The Spot on Kirk. Southwest Virginia Ballet presents a 35th anniversary spring performance at Mill Mountain Theater this Friday and Saturday with a Midsummer Night's Dream and a choreographic retrospective of the past 35 years under three artistic directors. The Dark Side Experience Pink Floyd Tribute Band returns to Five Points Music Sanctuary this Saturday. Check for more local events online, and that's your WFIR Culture Calendar.
Hey, I'm Dave Trinkle, a founding board member of the Roanoke Cultural Endowment. With others, I helped create the endowment to provide predictable and sustainable funding to local arts and cultural organizations. The goal is to create an endowment of $20 million to ensure that Roanoke remains the hub of arts and culture in Southwest Virginia for generations to come. Please consider donating at roanokeculturalendowment.org.